Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Now, we've had two shows now, Olivia, where we've talked about great travel tips, and we've been kind of serious about it because we want people to have tons of fun, because that really is a big part of travel. That's why we go out traveling. We want to see things, do things, have a little fun. But you really do have to stay safe and stay healthy. And that's really what we've been trying to, you know, get across to folks in this show and the show that we had, you know, 2 weeks ago, where we talked about some of the travel tips from some of our road warriors. So it can also be kind of funny, some of the things that you hear and see when you're traveling.
I'm sure, you know, in the travel industry, you really do come across all sorts of people.
You come across all sorts of people, and people say all kinds of funny things, and you know that they're just not kind of connecting everything. It's not that they don't know, or that they don't understand, or that, you know, something about them. It's none of that. It's just, you know, one of those times when you kind of step back and you can kind of laugh at yourself.
Right. And to be fair, you know, traveling can be stressful for people. So you're not, you know, you're kind of creating problems in your mind.
Yes.
And so you ask kind of silly questions.
You're just not putting it all together. You're just kind of keeping one thing over here on this side and the other thing, you know, is over on the other side. But ASTA, which is the American Society for Travel Agents, put together a list of requests that have been asked of travel agents. And I will say that some of these look familiar to me as being asked also too as a flight attendant when I was flying for Pan Am. So I think we can just share a couple of these and just, you know, kind of make a few comments or whatever about it, because some of them are really kind of funny. Others are kind of like, really? Someone asked that? But one of the ones that I thought was kind of funny is someone asked, as they were booking their cruise, if they would be able to fish off their cruise ship.
You know, I think my family might ask that question.
But, you know, when you think about it, I mean, if you're a person who likes deep sea fishing, you know, why not? Why not? But, you know, when I think back, this question may not be as crazy as it sounds, because I did a cruise through Norway. And at one point, there was a fishing boat that came up beside our cruise ship and brought on fresh lobsters. So, hey, that's kind of close to fishing. So, I mean, it's not completely out of the blue. So,
how does that happen? Well, how do you get so lucky?
Well, I know I was lucky because we had lobster that evening. But, I'm saying lobster. Actually, it was crab. I'm sorry, it was crab. But I was quite lucky to have that. But, you know, it was just amazing to me that a small boat could come up beside a big boat, deliver, you know, some crabs to the boat, and then say bye-bye, go on, you guys have a nice meal. So someone asking if I can fish off the side of a cruise boat.
I can picture that going a couple different ways. Like, I just see a comedic image of, you know, trying to cast your line, and it just, like, swings right back against the ship, or you, like, catch a giant whale or something.
Exactly. It's like, well, what do I do with this? Anyone hungry this evening? So, yeah. You know, here's one that's kind of like, what? Do they speak English in Britain? Well, they speak British.
Do they speak English in the UK?
Exactly. That's a funny one. But again, you know, someone may not know. Now, here's one. Can I bring a 12-pack of tab on the airplane? And the agent actually responded, first of all, where did you find tab? Because I want to go get some. And then secondly, no, you can't bring it on the airplane.
So no, not even tab.
Not even tab. Not even Fresca, some of those drinks that you don't see too often out there that used to be pretty popular. But I have to admit there's something here. I consider myself a fairly decent travel expert here. I actually tried to bring on 2 liters of soda one time because I had forgotten it in my bag. And it was so funny because at the time when I had to take it to put my bag on the TSA belt there, someone was asking me about the radio show, and they were saying, oh, well, you must be a travel expert. You know, you're talking about travel all the time. I was like, oh, yeah, you know, I've traveled, you know, I used to work for an airline. And boom, the TSA agent says, do you realize that you have a 2-liter bottle of soda in your bag? You cannot bring this on. So things can happen, I'm telling you.
Well, you know, you can find some pretty obscure things at the airport. So I wouldn't be surprised if there's like a pack of tab somewhere in an airport.
We have to go searching now.
Yes.
That's our mission. Now, I love this one. Are there toll roads on the way to Hawaii?
It does cost you to get to Hawaii.
It's very expensive. And I would say if there were, there would be very expensive
tolls. Oh, can you imagine those tolls?
That'd be very expensive.
That'd be a scary road to go down.
That would be a very scary road to go. Yeah, yeah. You could stop and go fishing. Now, this is what I love, too. You know, can you make sure I don't get a window seat on the plane because I just had my hair done? You know,
that was really asked.
According to this, it was really asked. But, you know, hey, you know, there used to be those planes that were open and there still
right,
might be some.
Right. So.
And then, you know, maybe she was asking because she wanted to sleep and she didn't want it to press against the side of the airplane. So
valid concern.
Valid concern. Absolutely. So any others jump out at you?
Can you set it up so that the whales jump in the background at the same time I'm proposing to my girlfriend?
Yes. Now, that's a good one.
That can be arranged,
sir. That can be arranged. And here's what I'm looking online at. The picture of our room. I hate the curtains. I don't think I'll be able to sleep in that room with those curtains. Can you cancel my whole
trip? Oh, my.
I say just go and don't look at the curtains. Now, don't tell my fiancé this is where I took my first wife on our honeymoon. Okay.
Well, it sounds like it didn't work.
I know, so maybe you shouldn't go back there again. Okay, a couple of more funny ones here. I love a train trip to Africa. No, I mean I want a train trip from New York to Cape Town.
We have some very imaginative people out there. If only there were a railroad.
If only there was a way to take the train there. Now, see, there's some other ones here. Can we drive our rental car in Hawaii out of state? We want to go to Alaska. After all, they are the 49th and 50th state on the map. So there must be a bridge. I say that that might be a case of needing to go back to the paper maps or something.
Go back to that map.
Go back to the old school.
Well, you know, nowadays if you like, you know, you type in two destinations on maps or something, it'll give you walking directions and train directions.
Exactly. So maybe somehow they got that in there. But, you know, a funny thing, someone did a Google, I think it was Google Maps, so maybe it was MapQuest, from Australia to Sapelo. And it was really funny because it really does give you how you can get there. So it has you kayaking in certain places, has you taking train in certain places, car. It's really, really funny.
Build a moat out of twigs you find on this riverbed.
On this river, this little island out in the Pacific or something. So things like that actually might be kind of interesting to, you know, maybe MapQuest those or Google them or whatnot to see really how you would get from Hawaii to Alaska if you wanted to do it without going on an airplane.
Right. I like this one. Does the crew actually sleep on board the cruise ship? No, they are sent home.
Yeah, they don't actually.
Where do they go?
They stay awake, making sure that everything is perfect for the next day. So these are really, really funny. But, you know, it's good sometimes to just kind of laugh at ourselves because, you know, like I said, some of these are things that sound a little familiar even to me. You know, the one here, I want to take a cruise to Las Vegas. Wouldn't that be great? I mean, it would be good if you could cruise to some of these places. Las Vegas has everything else, so why not a cruise? So funny, funny. But when we come back on the next show, we're going to come back with more tips, more destinations, more great information for folks. And of course, there's always Sapelo Island where people can go and have a vacation. Only about four and a half hour drive from Atlanta. You can go down pristine beach. You know, the thing I like too about the beach, Olivia, is that it's very pristine. And if you go to the beach and you're the only person there, that's wonderful. But then someone else shows up. But that someone else might only be, say, two people or three people. So you still really have the beach to yourself. But if you're like, hey, I wanted to have the beach literally to myself, you can just walk down a couple of feet and then there's no problem at all with you know, moving down a little bit, moving your towel, moving all your things down a little bit, and you have the beach to yourself again. So it's like you have a private beach on Sapelo.
It really is one of the most serene, quiet places I've ever been.
I agree with you. So I say let's head down this weekend to Sapelo Island and the Sapelo Island Birdhouses. And if you guys want to come along with us, check out their website at sapeloislandbirdhouses.com. Now, this has been a great show. We thank you guys for listening, and we hope you will come back and join us next week. Thank you. Bye.
close.